Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning the very last Mishnah of Maseches Makos and the very first Mishnah of Maseches Shavuos. And today's Mishnah are being learned by Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher, Fine Receiving Hagun, Bikarav Mamish. Now, the previous Mishnah went at length to describe how much schar a person gets for doing a mitzvah and how much schar he gets for abstaining from doing an Aveira. And now the Mishnah tells us, Rav Hanani ben Akasha says, Ratzak Hashem Baruch Hu Lezakes Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted Mezakeh. He wanted to give merit to Am Yisrael. Lefikach Hir Bolhen, Torah Mitzvahs. Therefore, he increased giving them Torah Mitzvahs. He gave so many mitzvahs so that we could get so much schar. And this specifically with things that a person anyway would stay away from. For example, Hashem said, don't eat blood, or don't eat shrotzim, creepy crawlies. A person's not going to do that anyway because it's gross and repulsive. Nonetheless, by the fact that Hashem says, don't do it, a person gets schar for not doing it. And where do we see this? Shemar, because the pasuk says, Hashem chafetz l'man tzidkoi, Hashem wants for tzidkos, for the righteousness of the yidin, and therefore, yagdil tyre v'yadir, increased tyre and made it great, which means he added so many mitzvahs that anyway a person is going to do them, or anyway a person is going to abstain from doing this thing, nonetheless, he's going to get schar for that. With this, we finish Maseches Makos. Mazel Tov finishing this Masech together, just like we were zecher to finish this one together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shisha Sidra Mishnah together. And moving right into the brand new Masechta, Maseches Shavuos. Now, this Masechta, as the name implies, is all about Shavuos, which usually is translated as oaths. And the basic idea is that a person swears about something. Maybe it's about something that he did or will do. Maybe it's about something else, and uses Hashem's name to confirm and solidify his statement. So if what he said is false or he doesn't keep to it, then he's over a lav, sometimes multiple lavim, and very often has to bring a karbon. Now there's many types of shvuas. There's something called shvuas bitoy, shvuas shav, shvuas ha'edos, shvuas ha'pikadin, and shvuas ha'dayanim, and each one comes with his own set of rules and regulations and punishment. Now actually, the first two parakim of this mesechta don't discuss shvuas per se, rather a karbon called oyle v'yored, and that's because there are two types of shvuas that require this karbon, and it's quite a unique one. Therefore, the mesechta discusses other times this karbon is brought. Now, what is this karbon? So at its base, it's a type of chatos. However, usually when one brings a karbon chatos, it's either a female sheep or goat. But oyle v'yored, which literally means goes up or goes down, depends on what the person's financial status is. If he's wealthy, then he's going to bring a regular animal. If he has less money, then he brings birds. And if he's so poor that he can't even afford that, he brings a karbon mincha. Now, the lavim which require a karbon oyle v'yored are shvuas ha'edos and shvuas bitoy. That's in the shvuas section. And the last one is tumas mikdash u'kedashav, namely if someone goes into the Beis HaMikdash Tamei or eats Kachim while he's Tamei, that requires his carbon as well. And now without further ado, we begin the first Mishnah. Now we're going to be mentioning four different things that are Shtayim Shein HaArba, which means that the Torah mentions two of these things and we extend that to be four, meaning we add on another two, so there's a total of four. The first one is the name of our Masechta, Shavuos Shtayim Shein HaArba. There are two Shavuos mentioned in the Torah and that extends to four. This is specifically in regards to the carbon of Oyle V'yored. The two that are mentioned in the Torah are Shavuol Asid, I will or will not, and that's extended to the past, I did or did not. We can go on to the next one. Yediyas HaToma, Shtayim Shein HaArba. Literally, this means the knowledge of Toma, two, which is four. The pasuk talks about eating Kachim or going to the Beis HaMikdash Tamei, and he didn't realize he was Tamei. That's two things. That's extended to the Shaygeg, being that he knew he was Tamei. He just didn't realize that this was Kachim or that this was Beis HaMikdash. Yediyas HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein HaArba. Yediyas literally means to carry out on Shabbos. And we know there's an Isra to carry on Shabbos from Rosh HaSuyachat to Rosh HaSurabim and vice versa. So the Torah talks about two Haitzais, carrying outs, either the fellow inside picked up something and placed it outside, or a fellow outside reached his hand inside and took something out, and that's extended to hachnasos, which means to bring something inside, and the two cases are either the fellow outside places something inside, or the fellow inside takes something from outside and brings it in. And lastly, maris negayim, this has to do with tsaras, shnayim shein arba, that's also two, which is four. The pasuk talks about one type of tsaras called se'es, and the other type called bahares, and this is extended to two, basically subcategories of se'es and bahares. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning to discuss Yediyas HaTumah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.